That is right, everybody. Welcome to the MGA Mediocast. This is episode number 20 of the only podcast devoted to the Mediocre Golf Association. My name is Willie Dills, straight Willie Dills. Let's get that right. And I am here, of course, with John Lucky Kick Morley. John, how are you doing?
I'm good. Changing the nickname, though.
Oh, yeah?
John,
what's the new nickname?
John Landon Donovan Morley.
John Landon Donovan, sliding after score and the winning goal, Morley.
Right.
All right.
It's simple.
And you got a sweet new fanny pack.
I do.
A mani pack, as it's known in the MGA, to keep all your sandwiches in.
6-inch Subway sandwiches fit perfectly.
It's perfect. Perfectly. Yeah, exactly. Which is
the
all
reason,
you need, really.
The reason they fit perfectly is because there's a 6-inch leather American flag on the back.
Chill
of
out
thing.
Now. Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, American flag. Yes. Gotcha.
Debuting at the SFMGA FU Open. So,
which is this
Sunday,
the 27th of June.
That's right.
I'm excited.
Franklin Canyons.
I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good about my game. We just played. We'll talk a little bit about playing golf. We'll have some tips from the medias later, but we just played around at Harding yesterday. Did a little skins game, and yep. I actually came out on top, even though I didn't shoot the best score on the day.
Well, it was me, you, Kent.
Kent.
Mike. And Fatness.
And Fat Mike. And we played out at Harding Park, and I shot a 90, but somehow, and you shot an 85, and yet somehow I got more skins. And Kent shot an 88. You guys were, I think this is what happened. You guys were battling and making a lot of murdies at the same time. And then I swooped in on your meltdown holes.
You were getting mogies.
Yeah, and then I just swooped in on your meltdown hole when all three of you guys melted down somehow. And I stole a skin there. Oh, but then I got the big skin of the day when I drained a 75-foot left-to-right downhill putt.
And I missed a three-footer.
And you missed a three-footer.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was a sand save, too. I was really happy with that one.
That was pretty good.
Yeah. I actually made a couple long putts. If I can make a couple long putts at the FU Open, I'm going to be tough to beat.
Wow.
I'm picking myself.
Picking himself.
I'm picking myself right now.
I'm going to be tough to beat.
I have a feeling, though, that Johnsen is coming out to play again. So.
You know, Johnsen, a model of consistency this year.
Oh, my God. This man is unbelievable right now.
Yeah. He really is. It's very exciting. Exciting times.
Exciting, yeah, exactly. Exciting times in the MGA, which brings us to our first topic of discussion. The MGA has a brand new website. John, what is the address of that website?
www. You have to put that before it so
Do
that it knows
to?
You're on the World Wide Web.
Okay.
Dot MGA.
What if I put www and I forget the last one? What's going
to
happen?
Oh, that takes you to a Chinese site. You don't want to go there. MGATour.com.
MGATour.com.
Not PGATour.com.
No. Who MGA would ever want to go to PGATour.com? That makes absolutely no sense.
I'm going to try and talk to him about putting a link to our page for the people that mistakenly go
there. I think what we should do is we should try to buy PGATour.com. That way, every time somebody tries to go there, it just takes them to MGATour.com instead.
I have some friends at Google. I'll have them buy it. They buy everything.
That ought to be, I think that's a good tactic for driving traffic to our site, is to just own PGATour.com.
You know what? Actually, consider this a classified ad right now. Wanted. Hacker who can make, just for one day, the PGA Tour site redirect to the MGA
just
Tour
Just for
site.
One day. You know what we should start doing? We should start changing like wiki answers about golf to just include MGA. So like when people like, especially like when someone's like in the news, right?
Yeah.
So like, Tiger Woods after his sex scandal. Sorry, it's hard to get that out there. It's a painful memory for me. So Tiger Woods in his sex scandal, like the day that Tiger is like the top Google search and everyone's going to check out Tiger Woods' wiki page.
Yeah.
It says on the top that he that he founded the MGA or something like that. And then everybody's like, whoa, what is this?
What is this?
And it'll only last for like a couple hours.
Right.
But within that couple hours, all kinds of skanks and sluts will be going to the MGA site. As they try to Google ways to meet Tiger. So
yeah.
I think this is a great plan. All right, so let's talk about the website.
Assuming that works, people will enjoy the new website for its benefits.
Yeah, absolutely.
A lot
of benefits.
If you register as a member of the MGA Tour site, which you will need to if you want to continue to play an MGA competition, you're going to have a profile. You can edit. You can track your handicap. By the way, profile, you can edit. Go ahead and check out the exemplary profile linked to on the front page. It's a good one. It's a good sign of the amount of effort you should put into your profile.
Yeah, you should spend at least 2 to 3 days crafting a perfect profile. You know, like we want to know a little bit about your history.
Right.
We want to know all the way back to your birth. Like, start from the beginning.
And
that's a good tip.
You'll be able to track your handicap, which
mine right now currently -63.3,
yeah, which
with 81
make
penalties.
Make sure you get at least 5 scores in, or else it's going to be a little funky.
Yeah, it's a little funky,
and that will be important too, because not for this tournament, but within a tournament or two, those will be the handicaps that matter.
Yeah,
are the ones on the MGA site, because everyone's going to have an account, and we expect them to put their scores in. You're going to be able to represent your chapter. Every chapter has a nice chapter page that there's going to be some flexibility on.
And it links to all the players within their page, too. So it's nice. You can actually see, as before, we just kind of had...
It does
like,
what?
It links to the... when you click on a chapter, player, you can see all the player or the players. And then you go to their chapter, you can see all the players within each chapter.
Wait a minute now. Yes, yeah. In the player section.
Not on the chapter page,
right,
for
right.
Each individual chapter, and, but yeah.
And to answer the question that I'm sure Chris Brochu is wondering right now, yes, eventually in the results, the players' names will be links, and you can link straight to their profile. If you're wondering who the hell this Ryan Harper guy is, you could click straight to his profile from the results.
Well, that would be handy, because yeah. I like to click on a lot of things.
Yeah. So
if we can make more things clickable, that would be fantastic.
Yeah, lots of stuff to click on. There may have been some confusion with how to sign up for the site. When you click the Join the MGA link, it will immediately let you fill in your information, which is great, because then we have your information.
Then we know all the so zip
and
code,
then, right.
Date of birth, social security number,
credit card,
PIN. Yeah,
PIN,
you know, just your standard
type.
Information that we need to know.
Right, when you leave the house.
Exactly.
Each day.
Yeah.
And
for how long you're gone,
right.
Where you keep the valuables.
So you fill that in, and then it takes you to this handy dandy PayPal page.
Oh, I love handy dandy.
Right, where if you stop at that point, you do not have an account. You have a little picture of a guy on the website, and you can do nothing with it.
And it's worthless.
It's worthless. So you need to pay your $39.99 to sign up for the season. You know, it's a club fee. It's a club. It's like if you were to go join the Awesome Club, there'd be an Awesome Club membership fee. So just think about it like that.
Well, it's a small price to pay for the amount of organization and all the participatory value you get out of this thing. So
And I think if you look around at any other golf league, this is a hell of a deal. And for
well,
a lot of
why would you
us,
look around at any
right,
other golf
I don't
league,
know why
first
you would,
of all. Yeah.
But for a lot of us, I think it's just the pain of something we've been getting for more or less free for so long to suddenly have to pay for it. But there's no such thing as a free lunch, and my Subway cost me $6 today, so
well, it cost you $14.95 plus $6, really.
Well, yeah. Subway pairing.
For your
couch.
Subway container, yeah.
Right.
That makes sure that everyone knows you represent America.
Now, a few more things on the website before we get off of this. We're going to continue to update it with some other things. The tournament organization part of it is going to become a lot more complete, making it a lot easier for chapter leaders to keep track of all you knuckleheads.
Yeah, so we won't have to wait for people to email chapter leaders and go, yes, I am coming, or no, I'm
right.
not coming. You can just go sign up. Boom, done.
Now, already it's got that function. If you have an account, you got to go to the events page and click that you're going to be there, or else chapter leader doesn't know it. But beyond that, he's going to be able to enter results and everything, and one click is going to update stats. And the stats section will be a lot more complete once we get all that rolling. So lots to look forward to there. If you have any ideas or questions, go to the contact page, use that little form, and I promise I will, probably read it.
Okay.
No, I'll definitely.
You've got to probably promise.
Yeah.
Now, here's the thing. Right now, in every website's life, there is a portion of time early on where things are just kind of getting rolling. So a lot of stuff can potentially get streamlined as time goes on. So right now this is a great skeleton though for exactly what we needed in the MGA, and I'm really looking forward to when this thing reaches the exact amount of functionality that we need to have, and it's already got a ton of that. So I mean, it's a great jumping off point to have the website we've been wanting for such a long time. I mean, just to like click around and see that these things that we've been talking about are there and it actually happens and it works and people are signing up. I mean, it's fantastic.
That all comes down to Rob Christie of the SNF MGA. Mm-hmm. I mean, he built this thing and he's the man. He just got after it, got it done, and he's ready to keep working on it too, to help us take it to the next level.
That's awesome.
The next thing we're going to add in the closest future here is messaging. So users can message each other.
Great.
Because we don't want it to be, you know, full social networking.
Yeah.
But if users want that option, they'll be able to turn on messaging.
They'll opt in.
So that they can be contacted if they feel that.
Great. Well, I mean, there's a lot of possibilities. The great news about a site like this, with the style of site that he built, is that it's basically got space for more things. To easily add in. So, I mean, yeah, please send us suggestions and stuff like that, because we want to make this the best perfect site that the MGA could ever have. The mostly perfect, mostly good site that the MGA deserves.
There are going to be some things that just never work, but
yeah, exactly.
That's what you expect. We'll
probably never be able to get porn on this website. Yeah. That functionality will probably never work. It's unfortunate, but it's just
It wouldn't be very good porn.
Mediocre porn. It'd be like that Japanese or Korean porn where they blur out all the private parts.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I think something naughty's happening, but I'm not sure. I really would like to know. All right, so what else do we have to say about the website? Any other final little things that people need to know before they log in there and get their profiles and everything updated?
I think that's it. I'm just pumped.
What if you do not... what if you're not currently a member of a specific chapter? What should you do?
That's a great question, Willie. Yeah, at this stage, what we're going to do, and I don't think it's set up yet, but if someone's interested, sees there's a chapter in their town, there's going to be a link to the chapter leader, mm-hmm. so they can email that person, ask about it, and make sure they're approved to play in that chapter, because there is still... You know, the chapter leaders have a choice if they want to let some douchebag into their chapter.
Well, yeah, as always, expecting no douches.
Right.
It has been a mainstay of the MGA ever since its inception. But also, let's say there's no existing chapter in your area. I mean, are you just out of luck?
You know, you're not out of luck.
Really?
No, believe it or not. We're going to have
awesome.
More chapters.
I hate it when I'm out of luck.
Right. We're going to have more chapters. And I put a story up there, top story right now, about how to start a chapter.
Great.
And there will be a start a chapter section before too long. But for now, that story is going to stay up on the front page so people can...
An FAQ of sorts on how to get the ball rolling.
Yeah, exactly. Just tells people what sort of people we're looking for.
Yeah.
You know, more like Aaron Regan, less like... Kalamazoo, Michigan, whoever the hell that guy was.
Yeah. Yeah, by the way, we're not looking for people who want to make a mockery of golf.
Exactly.
Let's just get that out of the
Kalamazoo
way right now.
Yeah. For the test on that.
Let's get that out of the way right now. We like golf.
We really like golf.
This is the important thing to know about the MGA. We don't want to go out there and like beat the crap out of the golf course and take divots and not repair them and just, you know, get wasted and do like absolutely crappy things. We actually want to play golf. Get wasted while you do all those things.
Right.
But golf is important.
We would never, ever stand on the roof of a golf cart, right, Will?
Probably not.
Right. Unless, of course,
dressed like a douchebag and I felt like I had to perform like a douchebag, I may or may not do it then.
There may or may not be five pictures.
Or maybe if I drink vodka-laced Gatorades all day... I may get on top
right.
of one
you,
and have
no,
someone
no, you've
drive
done this
me
twice.
Around.
You've done this twice.
I may have someone
that.
Drive me around while I'm on the roof of one. But, you know, I only do that after I've stopped being able to actually hit the ball correctly.
Right.
Yeah. It's a couple factors have
Last
to come
resort.
Into play. Exactly. Exactly.
To salvage the day.
By the way, getting the ball rolling is something that we're definitely all about in the MGA. So if you need help getting the ball rolling... then just there's a perfect story right now letting you know how to get that ball rolling. So there you go. All right, let's talk about the World Championship.
Yes.
Now we've got a date, right?
Yes.
So when is it going to be?
November 13th.
Ooh, not going to make it.
Oh,
no, just kidding.
Me neither. Yeah.
It's a bad day for me.
We'll have Todd run it.
Now, November the 13th is a Saturday again?
Saturday,
okay.
Yeah. Because obviously, after the World Championships,
you got to have that extra day of rest.
There may be some celebration,
yeah,
that night. So
probably not. I mean, definitely, at least if there is some celebration, it'll be mild mannered,
right?
You know,
and yeah, I'm told many people have jobs that require them to be there Monday morning.
Well, that sounds like a horrible job.
Nothing about this, but I'm told that people do. So Sunday's sort of day of recovery, travel day.
Okay,
so Saturday is the World Championship, and
Friday? What's going on Friday?
Friday? Well, wait.
Okay.
Not yet.
I'm getting a little excited. Not yet. Getting a little ahead of myself.
This year, big development. We're staying on the Strip. We're playing at the same course, still in the Legacy.
Oh, that's a great course, by the way.
It's a great course. The Legacy in Henderson, Nevada. Very near Las Vegas. But we're staying on the Strip so that people don't spend $500 on cabs.
Okay. Now, here's the secondary question to that.
Yes.
Will they have dollar drafts there?
Oh.
We'll have to double check.
Chris Brochu will be staying in Henderson.
I'm sure he will be able to find the dollar drafts wherever they may be.
Honestly, he could probably drink enough dollar drafts to save enough on beer that he could afford the cab ride to the Strip.
Very true. But, all right, so this is actually all really good stuff. I think that staying at the Fiesta was great. But since we all wanted to go to the Strip so often,
right?
We were kind of struggling with the fact that it was, you know, it wasn't that far, but it was a half hour or so.
Yeah,
so, every time, and you know, cabs are not cheap.
Right. Good to be closer. So, yes. Moving on to who gets in.
Oh yes, to the who World gets in? This is important.
This is where
because
Friday
we've changed
comes
it slightly.
Play. Yeah. This is where Friday comes into play. So, top 10 finishers from every chapter automatically into Saturday. Anyone who won a tournament but was somehow mediocre enough at the other events to miss the top 10 in their chapter.
Which could happen if you can't make every tournament and you win one
I guess it's possible. It's possible, but it would be impressive and we'd like to see that player. So if you win a tournament anytime during the year, automatically into Saturday, main event, 2009 world champion obviously gets in. He's already won this year anyway, so it doesn't matter. All the chapter leaders are going to get in because they damn well better be there. I want to meet them all and party. And then, drum roll.
Okay.
Put that in later. Yep. All right. Top 10 finishers from the last chance qualifier.
Last chance qualifier.
What is that?
What is that? It sounds exciting.
Doesn't it? It's new.
Well, we did play around before the tournament last year, but that was just
to practice,
practice and get the lay of the land,
right? And even though
figure out how to get that ball rolling,
even though we had a bunch of unqualified people there last year, or not qualified, I guess.
No, they were unqualified.
Yeah, we didn't give them a chance to get in on Friday, which just doesn't seem fair. They came all the way to Vegas,
exactly. Yeah.
And they got to play a practice round. And they did play in the tournament, but not for the overall prize. Well, not this year. This year, Friday is a shotgun tournament. So anyone who's already qualified for Saturday can play in it as long as there's space. But if we have 80 non-qualified people show up, then they're the ones who get the spots. And the top 10 get into Saturday.
All right. So there you go. So even if you're not in the tournament, and let's face it, you're going to be playing against the other people who aren't in.
Right.
So this is going to be easier to get in than, you know, you say you're, you know, finishing top 10 or whatever. So like all those guys who let's look at the money list for Sam. Okay. Fat Mike, 3 cents. I know he can get in the top 10 of a tournament though. You know what I mean?
Right.
So this guy,
well, especially, I mean, he'll be playing against Joe Sarheim.
Yeah, so there you go. I mean, should be
and
easy.
I've just witnessed Joe Sarheim playing golf, and it is outstanding. He took up golf to join the MGA and has a great attitude and finishes every putt.
There you go.
And I think he's getting better. They say he's getting better.
Okay. Well, maybe by the end of the year, he'll be in top 10 form. Who knows?
That'd be awesome.
It could happen.
Yep.
So right now, looking at SFMGA, Bob Gioso, you would be our number 10 man. So keep it up, buddy.
Gioso's
stay in there.
10th on the list. Right
Gioso
now?
Is 10th on the list with $0.7400.
So is he the bubble boy, or is the guy just outside the top 10?
I would call him the bubble boy.
He's the bubble boy.
Yeah, exactly.
So John James in 11th.
So
Gioso is
the one who's got something
bubble
to lose. Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah, he's the one who's got something to lose. So Gioso, You may want to take some sweep kicking lessons from McKinley in Seattle and practice those at the next tournament.
I don't think he's even registered for the FU.
Uh-oh. Not showing up at a tournament, number one way to burst your bubble.
Yeah, game
by
over,
the way.
Man.
Number one way. All right, so this all sounds really good. I'm sure we'll have a lot more news as we get closer and closer to the actual day of the event, but super excited about this.
Exactly, yeah. And there will be a dedicated page on the website before too long to keep everyone up to date on it. If you go to Southwest, though, today or tomorrow, they're having some pretty special deals right now on flights.
Yeah.
So always good to keep checking in. If you know you're going to be out there, just sort of randomly check into the travel sites because the flights definitely fluctuate in cost. And
yeah,
if you see a good one, pounce on it.
Yeah, it's good to know the date this early this year. You know what I mean? Because now you can start making your arrangements without having to, suddenly like go, oh, by the way, wife, I've got to leave to go play a golf tournament in Las Vegas.
Oh, and it's going to cost $1,500 because I'm booking it the day before.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So if this improves at all on last year, it's going to be absolutely crazy. And I just can't wait. So I'm definitely excited. Also, if you're interested in sponsoring or anything like that, please contact us. Let us know. We've got a couple people lined up, but we're always looking for more sponsors.
That's right. I actually should mention it right now. Refuse to Lose Sports
Refuse
is back.
Refuse to Lose, the best and only golf shirt that I need to own.
Exactly.
I got from them last year.
They submitted a very compelling bid, beat out Nike, Under Armour, Adidas, won it in. But
well, we were going to go with Nike, but then they stuck with Tiger, and we can't get
behind
that.
We didn't feel right about that.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, I got morals, man.
It's just not in line
morals
with
and values.
MGA beliefs.
Yeah. It's not really about him sleeping with chicks. It's about his golf is just horrible these days. I just can't get behind that.
But Refuse to Lose, R2L, the number 2L, online.com, launched like 2 days ago. So everybody go buy stuff.
He's got some really cool stuff on that site. And there's some actually like little stories that go along with these shirts. And they're like little animated shorts, and they're really, really good. Really high quality stuff.
Yeah, and the main thing is, unlike MGA merchandise, which is low quality, high price, his is very, very high quality stuff. All bamboo, I believe.
No, yeah, all bamboo.
Very comfortable.
95% bamboo? I'm just going to make up percentages. So it's 110% bamboo is what you're saying.
The buttons aren't bamboo.
This is amazing. All right. But if you are also, in a position to offer a sponsorship and you're listening to this right now, please contact us. We are definitely interested in entertaining more offers. So
I'm looking at you, Rolex.
There you go. Come on, Rolex. Get with the program. Come on, Smith and Wesson. All right. Let's talk about some tournaments.
Yes.
The season is in full swing right now. We've had, what is it? We've had four tournaments, right? So we're halfway through.
No. Sunday will
be. SFMGA has only had three?
Yep.
Wow. Then I should not feel so comfortable with my top 10 spot then.
You're not secure.
Okay. Well, what's going on around the other, before we talk about SFMGA, I know some people have had their FU open.
Let's
talk about a little bit of that. Conejo Valley, who won the FU Open over there?
Let's take a look.
Well, let's take a look on this awesome new website.
Click into the tab on the website.
It's pretty crazy.
Doug Blantone,
followed closely by Jason Cantone. Interesting.
No, I don't think Jason is Cantone.
Really?
What is it?
It says Jason Cantone.
Yeah, no, you're right.
Blantone. Cantone. Yeah.
So
they must be related.
Now, Doug here, interesting strategy. Played the first tournament. Looks like he tied maybe like third or something. Hard to tell. Just looking at the money list right here.
Yeah.
Took two tournaments off.
Okay. Just to kind of get his mind right.
Went to find his game, you know.
Okay.
He wasn't meditating anymore. I stopped going to church.
He's forgetting all of his Buddhist teachings.
Right, his Buddhist teachings.
All right.
He found them, apparently.
Yeah, seriously.
And
his ears got all long and weird.
Went out and won the biggest CVMGA tournament to date.
Well, 1.27. I mean, that's a pretty, that's quite
a
victory.
15-person tournament.
Oh, wow.
He took it.
Wow. Now, I see making the top 10, Christine Hardison.
Oh, she's steady.
Grandmothered in. Amazing. Charlie
Miss
Ward.
MGA.
We see an MGA staple. Charlie Ward finishing T4th. So
yeah, he came,
a lot of big names over there.
A lot of big names. He came back at the four and yeah. won that.
Oh, wow. So he's a winner this year.
He's a winner. He's in.
So he's qualified.
He's in.
Was he qualified last year? He may not have been. I remember playing with him. He may not have been qualified.
That's a good question. I don't think he was.
So that's great news for him. Already qualified.
Was, yeah.
Doug Blantone, qualified.
Qualified.
Boom. In. All right. So what about who else played the FU? Seattle?
Seattle did.
Okay. And we got, Regan, who I just saw on TV, by the way.
Inside job, I think.
Yeah. Well, he clearly knows how to fudge the numbers just right.
Yeah.
86-87 is the key. You don't want to win by too many.
Right.
Yeah.
It becomes obvious after that. But yeah. I was just up there in Seattle. Me and the world champ traveled up to Seattle. Little
world champ doing his thing, jet setting.
Jet setting. Seattle. And just a little losing my train of thought here.
Yeah, watching a little bit
of World Cup soccer right now.
Yeah.
But diplomatic trip up there, just
yeah,
to, you know,
shook a lot of hands, kissed a lot of babies,
exactly.
Yeah,
well,
all right,
you know,
kissed a lot of something,
yeah.
All right.
But anyway, you know, Aaron, he was struggling when we played. He twisted his knee chasing me out of the house the night before.
Okay,
long story there,
yeah, and, sounds like it
wasn't so good. But on Sunday, he shot a 39 on the front.
Oh, wow,
yeah.
And, that's amazing.
And held on, didn't melt down by too much.
See, now those are scary moments for an MGAer, because now you're thinking, I may have a shot to break 80. What am I going to do? It's got to enter his head.
I don't think it entered his head.
Really? See, no. I think if I were to shoot, he was just waiting for the meltdown to come, he just knew it was going to happen.
Yeah.
I mean, I probably would know it's going to happen, but I mean, if you're like me, every time you play golf, you think, this is the day. I'm going to shoot 59. It's gonna happen,
and
it's
then
all
you hit your
come
first
together.
Shot.
Yeah, exactly. Like, oh yeah, I don't hit very far, do I? Okay, never mind. But no, but like, if you shoot 39, you gotta think. I mean, 80's possible. You could do 40.
265 in behind a tree.
I
got
this. Yeah, 59 is
over
so close. Exactly. But you know, I mean, I just think like if I shoot that well, I'm feeling hot. I'm feeling hot on the day. I think I can do it again.
Yeah.
So,
Seattle,
it's a scary moment at a tournament. Like, what if I get into that situation? Because, you know, let's say you have a putt to break 80, right? And it's either you miss it and you win the tournament, or you make it and you break 80. No matter what you do, you don't win.
You lose.
You don't. You're already
lost. Two choices, both wrong.
Exactly. Because if you miss, everyone's going to say, oh, he missed on purpose.
Yep.
He missed on purpose to win the tournament.
I'll be at the front of that line.
Sandbagger. Yeah. And then if you make it, you suck. 79. Here's your tiny trophy. Get the hell out of my face. So, you know, I mean, that's just a tough spot to be in. So good to see that he melted down a little bit and made it respectable.
Definitely.
Good job, Regan. Skinner coming in second. Always a great MGAer. Smith coming in fifth.
Smith.
Big names. Harper, you know, the money leader for a while this year, coming in sixth, though, staying strong.
Yeah.
Top 10 finish.
Keeping it steady. Smith, I think, he's probably having some issues, you know, being so far down on the global standings.
Mm.
Whereas last year he finished third overall, I find
it is hard for someone who
sort of
is so confident in his game,
right?
To be struggling. You know?
I mean, he seemed like a broken man when I met him.
Really? Yeah. Kind of like Sergio for the last 15 years.
Yeah.
Okay. Broken.
Only a better putter.
Okay.
And he's an 18 handicap.
Good. Thank God. Whew. That would really suck to put as bad as Sergio. All right. Quebec had their FU, right?
Nope.
No,
I don't think so.
Oh, they had their four.
I don't have the results. Yeah, let's go Boston. Boston had.
Oh, Boston had the FU. Gotcha, gotcha.
And son of a peach, he did it again.
Son of a peach. I don't know that phrase, but all right.
Son of a peach.
Okay,
Randy Peach.
Oh, Randy Peach.
Winner.
Good job, Randy Peach.
Yeah.
Great name too, by the way.
Right.
Gotta love Randy Peach.
Peach
almost as good as Vin Ferraro.
Almost, actually, better at golf.
But, I like how there's Vin Ferraro and Bobby Ferrari.
Yeah. No, Boston's up there in the names category.
Yeah, absolutely. Brian Ricks, otherwise known as Bricks.
Well, he is now, if he wasn't already.
All right. Nat Gordon, the Nat. just so annoying.
If anyone else needs a nickname, go exactly. Call in now.
Yeah, don't worry. We got you covered. Mike Birkenstocks Burke. Gotta love that guy.
Burke.
All right, so Randy Peach, son of a peach. He you does it again.
Yeah. And
so he's on top of the money list.
Oh, he's on top.
Global
and,
now.
And pulling away at this point.
Yeah. Hefty. I mean, he's almost at $4.
Right. Harper's trying to stick with him. You know, I see we got Janssen still in.
Well, Janssen only has three starts, though. So he's a tournament behind.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, exactly.
He's looking okay as long as he stays steady.
Yeah. But, I mean, he's not going to win the FU because I'm going to win the FU.
Well, if he finishes second, that's still good money.
Eh.
Okay, if he finishes second. And doesn't tie for second. If he ties for second.
This is like World Cup, like, do they make it to this right. round of 16
If he ties
scenarios.
For second, he's going to be 1 cent behind Peach. So
okay.
Anyone who is thinking of tying Janssen for second, step off.
Step off.
SFMGA needs to be on
we
top.
We need to be on top of that money list, baby.
Yeah, just like U.S. on top of Group C.
All right, so Quebec, who? What did they have? They had the four championship, right?
Right, they
just
had
like
the
we
four.
Did. So they're still yet to have the FU.
Exactly.
Okay. And who won the four? Was it Brochu again?
Brochu.
Dollar Draft.
Brochu, big bro.
Pothier, otherwise known as Maverick, finishing second, I see. Uh-oh. I lost my sound. Oh, no, we're good.
Oh, we're going?
Oh, we're good.
There we go. We're back.
We're good. We're still here.
All right. Yeah, Pothier finishing second. I think this is one of his best finishes on tour in a while. He hits the ball a mile, but in any given direction, it seems. So, glad to see he could hold it together. Tied for second.
With Savard.
With Savard.
Yeah. And who's Cardinal? Did we meet Cardinal last
know.
Year?
No.
I don't feel like we did.
We met the top three there and Billy Oker.
Yeah. Okay, and Billy Oker, okay.
Yeah.
And we know Giroux. Giroux's been around, right?
He's been around. No, there's definitely regulars in here, but they didn't make it to Vegas, so they really don't matter.
Okay. Yeah, make it this year, guys. I want to see a strong Canadian contingent
this
year.
Yeah, they'll be there, no doubt.
Yeah, I'm really excited to see. I'm really excited for all the chapters to have more people coming this year. It's going to be really cool.
Yeah, and I look forward to the site being able to do stats, too, because I've sort of... I wouldn't say given up on keeping all the stats, but...
No, it's tough to do when you have to do it all manually.
Once I put in all the past events and it automatically generates them, it's going to be interesting to see where Brochu shakes out because he's won quite a few now.
He has, actually. I mean, he is an MGA legend already.
Right.
I mean, just from what he could end his career right now.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be happy about that, but he could right now and go down as one of the greatest MGAers of all time already.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, hats off to Brochu, Dollar Draft. And let's talk about the SFMGA.
Yeah, that's a good
we had chapter. A pretty brilliant tournament at the Four Championship this year.
That was...
First-time winner.
Yep.
And long-time contender.
Long-time contender.
Yeah.
Came back from the brink of death.
Heartwarming tale. A really heartwarming tale. I mean, honestly, nobody thought, doctors included, nobody thought he would walk again.
Right.
I mean, I honestly thought he was going to be. I mean, I was calling the hospital saying, "Let's just take him off life support."
Yeah.
I mean, we're spending taxpayer money right now trying to keep this guy alive, and he's just not going to make it from the jaws of death.
Now we have to assume here, you know, with the new site, obviously a million hits a day.
Yeah.
Already, some new people aren't going to know this story.
Oh yeah.
So would you like to tell the story?
Yeah, let's tell this story a little bit. So we it was a
1 year
actually
ago.
The same course.
Same course.
Same course. What's the nickname of this course, John? It's got three different nicknames,
Name, okay, the real name is Summit Point.
Summit Point.
It goes as Stupid Point.
Some people call it Stupid Point.
Sucky Point.
Sucky Point.
And Fuck It Point.
Fuck It Point, yeah. Okay, so same exact golf course. 1 year ago, Janssen on the first hole makes Murdy.
Right.
He's thinking, I'm golden. I'm going to win this thing. I'm already one munder, one hole in. I'm doing great. Second hole, picks up his golf bag and pops his arm out of his socket.
Right, and this was just after he'd put his third shot on the green on a par five.
Exactly. So he's in beautiful position to go ahead and go four munder, you know, potentially. So, I mean, this guy, he's thinking he's on top of the world. He's got, you know, he's got this tournament in the bag. And then the problem maybe was that the tournament was in the bag. That bag was too heavy. The entire tournament in there. So he goes to pick his bag up. Arm pops out of the socket. Next thing you know, we're heavily medicating him with alcohol and whatever pills anybody has lying around. We've got two 300-pound brutes pulling on his arm, trying to get it back in the
one's
socket.
One's pulling, one's pushing.
Yeah, and one's punching him in the face, trying to dull the pain.
Another guy's giving him CPR. We didn't even know
it
that
was
guy.
Horrible. We had a nurse in there. She was trying, you know, her best to ease the pain. You know, do everything she could, take his mind off it.
Right.
It just, you know, nothing was
pushing
happening.
He was up against him.
He was lying on this table, screaming for his mother, crying.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, when he went to the hospital, we were thinking, that's it. This guy's done.
Game over.
Game over for him, yeah. And
of course,
next thing you know,
we kept playing.
Yeah, and I think next tournament he was back. But or maybe was it two?
Hard to say.
Yeah,
hard
can't remember.
You know,
can't remember.
Brink of death.
We did get him. Yeah, it's hard to come back one tournament, you know, later from the brink of death. But he did come back, got him the golden golf cart.
Yes.
So that, right, you know, he would take a little bit of the weight off that shoulder, because I mean, obviously we want this guy around. He is a great MGA-er. And 1 year later, same exact golf course, he pulls off a stunning victory in a playoff over the world champion Todd Benoit. I mean, it was amazing.
Stared down
the world champ and made a seven. Beat
it. On a 300-yard par four.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was 7-8. Was it 7-8 or 6-7?
Six to seven. Okay, six to seven.
Fine.
On a 300-yard par four.
Downhill. Yeah.
Downhill.
Yeah.
With the wind.
And I think Todd's first shot, too, was actually pretty decent. It was like,
Max,
you know,
went through the green, I think, on his drive in the regular tournament.
Yeah. He probably hit an iron. I mean, knowing Max.
Yeah.
Now, so Todd's first shot, no, Janssen topped his first shot.
He played his strategy, which was on the first hole of the tournament, which, you know, obviously same hole, he did the exact same thing. He chunked a 5-iron.
Exactly.
About 100 yards.
But I mean,
maybe.
It's not a bad shot on that hole.
Right.
Because you
second
got a,
shot,
you know, a decent approach shot. From
yeah.
There.
Second shot came up just short underneath the hole. You know, skull a chip by, hit a putt way back the other way,
yeah.
Hit one more up the hill.
Exactly.
And tap it in for a six.
Well, this is apparently how you beat Todd. You wait for him to choke. Like, just absolutely choke.
Well, Todd went from under a tree to into a bush.
Yeah.
To above the hole.
The under a tree shot. Honestly, I'm gonna blame his caddy for this. I'm gonna blame his caddy for this loss. I think it was, who was it? Elash. Indeed. Yeah, Gabe Elash was Todd's caddy. I'm blaming him for the loss.
You know,
because
what?
A good caddy would have told him, Todd, don't go for the green, because he was under a tree, having to go over a bunker.
Yeah.
Any good caddy would say, hit it to the left of the green, like just right in front. And go ahead and chip on from there.
Right.
But, you know, he didn't. He just let him go ahead and swing away from under the tree.
So this is Gabe's fault.
So this is Gabe's fault. Exactly.
Okay. On top of that.
Just a little note for Todd in the future. Next time you're in a playoff, don't pick Gabe.
Yeah. And, I mean, downhill, Todd could have hit 2 9-irons.
Yeah.
And been on that thing.
True.
And he hit like a 3-wood.
Yeah. Which, I mean, probably the way he played it earlier in the day.
Right.
But I think I played that day with him, actually. And he was actually playing really well, but actually that hole, he melted down at the beginning of the tournament on that same exact hole.
And then fought back.
And then fought back, yeah. So, because he was saying as the day was going on that he was starting to feel less hungover, and he was starting to actually get his feet under him.
Oh, that's not a good sign.
Yeah, so that first hole, he was like, I remember him leaning over a putt
vomiting.
And going, I can barely see. Like, I can barely see the ball right now. But I mean, you know, obviously that hole bit him in the butt a couple times that day, but,
well,
it's just, you know, in a playoff situation, I think it's always best, unless you know you have to take a chance, like unless, you know, you know the opponent is like on in two or whatever,
right,
and like,
right.
But it wasn't really the case. You know, he could have taken a nice simple shot and made things a lot easier on him. So
speaking of simple shot, I think what really, you know, did him in was the fact that we had to sort of rush to the first tee to get it done.
Yeah.
And he was not able to stop in the bar and take a shot before
True.
That.
Very good playoff. Point, actually. Although we were the first group to finish, though, so he probably had several shots
now,
while we were waiting for all the groups to come in.
But now Elosh also should have known this and had shots in his bag.
Any good caddy.
Because
any good caddy knows.
At ladies' night, the rules were reversed. Todd was caddying for Elosh.
That's true, yeah.
Got an iconic picture out
of it. Now, let's just look at that real quick. They also did not win that playoff.
Ooh.
So right now, the Benoit-Elosh pairing... not producing a lot of victories.
No.
Yeah. So, just something to think about.
Something to think about next playoff.
Yeah.
But by the way...
any good caddy does know you always carry a couple of shots in the bag, just in case.
And actually, while we're on the topic here, updated the rules. So, on the front page, if you click on the rules, there are a couple new rules for this this year. Also, the playoff procedure is noted in there. So,
it would be
great if the other chapters would follow this procedure. Because we've found it makes for the best playoffs.
And yeah. We used to do putt-offs. I've seen some other chapters are doing putt-offs.
Right.
And it works, but it's not necessarily...
it's a last resort.
Yeah.
It's a last
Sometimes
resort.
You'll be playing a course where, say, they're having a shotgun start for a tournament right after yours or something like that, and there's no free holes. But honestly, if you talk to the people early enough, when you think a playoff is imminent, they're generally very very good about letting us do it. So
yeah.
Yeah. And it's a lot more exciting, especially, I mean, when you see 25, 26 guys all walking down a fairway, it's pretty good.
Yeah.
It's pretty good. All right, so what else do we have to talk about here?
Did we get everybody? I think we did.
Yeah, we got the FU Open coming up. I'm excited about that. Let's just, we'll won't spend too much time on that, but let's just, let's make some picks real quick for the FU Open. Who do you think is going to take it down? Second major of the year? This is the second major, right?
I got to get our...
we've had the Bastards. We're going to have the FU. Then we still got the Bradish and the MGA.
All right. Looking at the standings. You know who I'm going with?
Okay. Who are you going with?
I'm going with Forearms.
Forearms?
Yeah. John James.
Oh, wow. John James,
John James is so powerful, he has to change grips mid-round.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. It's a good pick.
Yeah.
I am going to pick the captain.
Yeah,
picking the captain. He's been struggling this year. He hasn't found his groove necessarily. He's still found a way to be in the top 10.
Yeah,
in the money list. So I mean, he's plugging along, but we know that what he's capable of, and I think he's going to put it all together.
Yeah.
So now, I'm picking the captain.
I'm going to have you lock that in.
Okay.
And then I'm going to remind you of the captain's the last time the captain attempted to play a hole at Franklin Canyon.
Yeah.
Was 4-3-peat.
Okay.
Three in a row.
Oh, that's right. And then you made a 12
on
18.
And he shot a 12 on an easy-ass par 5. So good luck with that.
Here's the thing, though.
Good luck with that.
He's aware. He's not going to make the same mistake twice on that hole.
You're right.
He's not going to. He's the captain.
He's going to do it on another hole.
He's the captain, all right? No, but we know he's capable of shooting at least 17 good holes on that course.
That's true.
So if he can hold on for one more... if he could cut that 12 down to a 9, I think he would have still won that tournament,
easily,
right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think he's capable of making a 9 on 18. So, yeah, I'm sticking with my pick. I'm picking the captain. I still believe I've got a good shot.
If I
can play at all like I did the last couple
times.
Oh,
you mean of you winning. I thought you meant of Martin winning. So
No.
Bet.
Yeah. I'm still gonna say that I think I've got a decent shot.
Okay. Well, me too.
Because I have to believe it.
Me too. And Janssen.
Yeah, and Janssen, obviously.
And
Dave Armstrong. There's quite a few people, I think, who have a chance to take this down. And that's what I love about the MGA right now.
Yeah.
No, there's so many people contending.
Our top 10 generally are separated by only 3 strokes.
Yeah. Now, I would say that Max has a chance, but he just has no chance.
If the tournament ended after 6 holes, Max would dominate.
Man. Yeah. If you could go play a tournament and then pick a couple of holes that you wanted to keep at the end of the day, Max could win a tournament.
Definitely.
But unfortunately, that's not how it works. Max has no chance. Now, I say this because like the last 3 times I've played golf with Max, we've ended up listening to an MGA media cast as we're leaving the golf course or showing up to it or whatever. And we always get to a point where we're talking about Max. And it's just funny. So, yeah.
I'm sure he'll enjoy
it. If he
that.
Can avoid the Maxident.
So what you're saying is you're going to listen to this right after he melts down from going 6-munder to like 12 mover.
Yeah, I could definitely see
kill
this
himself,
is going to happen.
And he's going to turn this on. And
there you go. Hearing all about how he has no chance. When he's going to be, look, it was destined to be. You just had no chance. I'm sorry. All right, what else do we have to talk about? Oh, Dude, something we haven't done in a really long time.
Oh, yeah.
Tips from the Medios. I'll see if I can find the actual intro music. But today, so a lot of you guys out there, you probably watch golf videos. You probably pay attention to those little things where they play in the tournament, and they'll show you like some dude hitting like a bunker shot and telling you how to do it. Yeah, you're like, who's this guy?
Gary Norman or something.
Yeah, exactly. Greg Norman's, what was that, Greg Norman's second cousin?
Oh, Greg Norman, that's it.
Gary Norman.
Never heard of him, so.
Yeah. I like Gary Norman better than Greg Norman, I'll just have to say. The Dolphin, they call him. The Dolphin. All right, so.
Mammal.
So, you'll see some of these, and these are always, I mean, they're always trying to give you some tip to help your golf game. These tips are all horrible. So, we decided that we ought to give you guys, you know, some actual tips. So, tips from the Medios. Here we go. Today, we're talking swing thoughts. Now, we talked about this when we were playing the other day. I'll go ahead and go first. I'll give you guys a tip that I used. Swing thoughts are important, obviously, because, you can get all the mechanics down. You can practice at the range. You can do all these things. When you get out to the course, though, it's important that you find something that you can think about every time, and it's the same thing. It's kind of like your setup routine. You want to do the same thing every time, right?
Right.
So a lot of people will say, oh, just think about your hands, or just think about squaring the club face, or just think about keeping your head still, or something like that. These are all good. These are all very good suggestions. Mm-hmm. So what I like to do is think about all of those suggestions at the same time. I call this the ABCDGEF. I don't know the rest of the alphabet, but you know, there's more letters.
You know,
approach. So you know, you get over the ball. As you start to do your backswing, you think, okay, correct plane. I want to get my club on the correct plane. As you start to get towards the top, you want to think parallel of the top. Now, you also want to think break down your wrist. And then as you start to come through, you want to think, okay, turn my hips. Now, you want to think don't dip my head. Now, you want to think, okay, move my head back just a little bit. Make sure I'm looking with my left eye, not my right eye, because that's the good eye. And then as you come through the ball, you want to think, turn your hands over. And then as you're coming up through the ball, you want to think, finish strong at the hole. And then you want to think, thrust your pelvis towards your target. So if you can think of all those things on your way through a swing, you can't miss. You just can't miss.
Yeah.
Because you'll have left no stone unturned. So next time you're out golfing, just try it. Just try thinking. Don't clear your mind. That's for pussies. Think of all the possibilities that could happen. It's also really good to think about the hazards and the possible bad situations you could get into as you're swinging. Like, don't let those go out of your mind.
Yeah.
If there's a water hazard to the left, envision that water hazard as you're swinging.
That's a good tip, William. Yeah. That actually gets me to my swing thought.
Okay.
And the point I was going to make, which is visualizing.
Visualizing. Gotcha.
It never, ever, ever fails.
Okay.
Ever. I'd like to give an example.
All right.
My father, Bill Morley, affectionately known as the Bulldozer.
Bulldozer.
Due to the divots, he takes 6 inches behind the ball.
You should have seen the divot. We found that he must have been playing in the foursome before us.
Yeah.
It was it was an amazing divot.
So the Bulldozer used to play in France at a course that he lived on, so he could play it every day.
That sounds like a fantasy world.
And every day, he would get to, I think it's the eighth hole, and he would hit his drive into a tree that could not be more than 10 yards wide.
Okay.
And he would center punch that tree every single, like 50 yards out from the tee box, he would hit it into that tree.
Yeah. Now, the key to this, too, is like, let's say you slice the ball. Like, on this hole, you have to, like, pull hook to get it to go to that spot.
You don't even have to think about it.
that's where it goes. Yeah.
Right. You can do all those swing thoughts and still get it there, I'm sure, because that's a great tip.
Yeah.
That's a great tip everyone should try.
Yeah.
But otherwise, just think, oh, there's that tree I always hit.
Yeah, and just keep it in your mind, right?
I'm going to aim 45 degrees left, and then your body just naturally takes over and pulls it 45 degrees left.
Well, because your body knows
where you
what's supposed to happen.
Right.
It's kind of like Final Destination, right? Like,
it's exactly right.
Like if you were supposed to die in a horrible amusement park accident, if you were supposed to die in a crazy amusement park accident and you didn't because of some, you know, fantastical sequence of events.
Then you're going to die when
you know,
ship's anchor drops.
Exactly.
It just makes
sense. A bunch of nails are going to, like, be headed towards a magnet that fell off of a ladder. Like, it's just, you can't stop it. That's how it's supposed to happen. That's how it's going to happen. So, you know, maybe, you know what maybe happened? Maybe one day Bulldozer was playing that course. He was supposed to hit the tree, and somehow it, like, did one of those magical, like, turns away from it. And then from this day on,
yeah,
it's trying to find that final destination.
That could be it.
Wow. It just blew my mind.
Deep. Golf works in amazing ways.
I just blew my mind. And that was Tips from the Meteos, everybody. All right. Last thing on the menu today. We would like to welcome our brand new MGAers.
Very excited.
From the
to have
PGA
them.
Fold because, actually, you know, a lot of these guys, they don't realize it, but they are MGAers.
Right. And that's the thing. They haven't created their profile, so I'm going to go ahead and do it for them.
Yeah. Well, but you do owe us $40.
Here. Right, exactly. I'll send them an email.
Yeah, we'll bill you.
Listen, my truck with 155,000 miles on it isn't going to replace a quart of oil every day by itself.
That is for sure. That is for damn sure. And it's definitely not going to listen to only the first four songs on a CD by itself either.
No, it's not.
No, it needs help doing all that.
Yeah.
So let's talk about you brought this to my attention. A guy we all know as someone who can beat Tiger Woods, right?
On his day.
Yeah. But also an MGA.
Like any of us.
Yeah, like any of us could.
On our day.
Exactly.
Could do it.
But also is capable of doing what? What
shooting
did you do?
One under, 35
mm-hmm.
on the front.
Yeah. Decent. Sounds good.
Not bad at all.
Yeah.
Really?
All right.
And
I mean, that's 10 munder.
Right?
Yeah.
That's pretty Whew. Impressive.
Wow.
So that 49 on the back.
Wait. 49?
In a PGA tournament.
That's four over.
On the back. It was pretty impressive. Meltdown Award. He won the Meltdown Award.
Yeah.
At the U.S. Open.
At the U.S. Open, he won the Meltdown Award. He got like a little squishy ball.
Got a squishy ball.
Yeah. Good job.
Stress reliever.
So Y.E. Yang, welcome to the MGA.
Congratulations.
You know, he still didn't beat the record set by DBP, though. So
no one's going to ever touch that record.
Preslar is, it's like, you
29.
Know.
29.
It's like 56 consecutive game hitting streak. I mean, it's just not going to happen.
No.
You're just not, no one's going to break that record.
29.
I'm sorry. You could try and break that record and you wouldn't be able
I
to
actually,
do it.
In two emails, I think, after this last round of tournaments,
mm-hmm.
some guys mentioned their big meltdown, and they're like, I think this may be an MGA record. No.
Yeah. Nah.
29.
Sorry, everybody.
Yeah.
Every time you think you set an MGA record for meltdown, you didn't.
Yeah. The record books will be another addition
to
the website soon because these
everybody
need
wants
to be
to know
kept.
The records.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now they're much easier to update. So if you think your chapter has set any records, check the record books. If the record doesn't exist yet.
Oh, yeah. There
know.
You go. Yeah. So we can, I'm sure you can figure out a lot of different records to add then. So let's also welcome our other newest MGAer, also, made this fantastic MGA performance, MGA worthy performance at the U.S.
Very
Open
inspiring.
This year.
Inspiring.
I mean, honestly, I was kind of getting sick of hearing about this guy. And then after this day, you know, new favorite golfer.
Right.
So everyone was talking about this guy, Dustin Johnson, 6 under after 3 rounds.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess that's pretty good.
Hits the ball 600 yards.
He has like a 75-inch vertical leap.
Yeah.
Benches 2 tons easily. Fights bears on the weekends.
Mm-hmm.
All kinds of... He eats nails. I mean, this guy apparently is just the greatest athlete of all time. So, Dustin Johnson is 6 under after 3 rounds. 3 clear of the next dude, some French guy nobody really cares about.
Yeah.
And then Tiger Woods is at 1 under. So we're thinking this guy's going to run away with it. He's been all week long. He's been hitting every green. He's been playing every shot perfectly. He's been putting well, the whole thing, right?
He's
leaping over tall buildings.
Right.
He's flying backwards to reverse time when he makes a bad shot, wearing a red cape. He's doing all kinds of, like, anything he does, it's magical, right?
Yeah.
And then, so we get out there, and welcome to the MGA, shoots a 7-munder final round, which apparently in the PGA, not good. Well, welcome to the MGA, brother. 7-munder is a fantastic round. You should be very proud of that. Don't go home hanging your head by those stupid PGA standards. They don't know what they're talking about. You don't need the U.S. Open.
Yeah.
You don't need it. come over here, play the FU.
Right.
I mean, you will have like 42 penalty strokes, but it's cool, man.
Seven, you go seven munder, you end up net 120.
Exactly.
You're good to go.
Actually, what would a scratch golfer would have 18 penalty strokes,
but
right?
He's got to be like a plus four.
Yeah.
At least.
Something like that.
At
yeah.
least. So.
But even if he did have 18 penalty strokes, right? So let's say a scratch golfer wants to play in the MGA.
And
let's just put this out
and
there.
And he didn't. I mean, he'd get DQ'd, obviously. He'd shoot
probably,
better
yeah.
than 79.
Probably,
well,
but...
no guarantees.
No guarantees,
shot
exactly. So let's say, though, that he comes out and he does. He shoots the magical 80 that okay. he has to shoot. He would still have a 98, and he still wouldn't win the tournament, probably. You know?
Oh, that's not bad.
So, I mean, really, a scratch golfer could play in the
compete.
MGA.
Yeah.
You just you get a lot of tiny trophies to take home with
yeah,
you.
Yeah, exactly.
A lot of tiny trophies
oh,
no one cares
actually,
about.
Actually, you know what? We should probably mention this guy who just played in Boston.
Yeah.
And I emailed Vin afterwards.
Who, Vin Ferraro?
Vin Ferraro. Yeah.
Yeah.
Vin Ferraro.
Okay, and good.
Let's see. Wait, the results aren't on here. Let me find it. Find his name. Chris Monroe.
Okay.
Mr. Chris Monroe shot.
Are they going to call him Chris Munder Monroe from now on?
I think they are because yeah. I think he shot a 75.
Oh, my yeah. goodness.
So he was DQ'd. I'm sure he got the gross award.
He's got that tiny little trophy.
But trying to find here real quick what I wrote to Vin.
75.
Oh, yeah. Here's what I wrote when Vin sent me the results. I'm like, Peach again? No way. And then next sentence, looks like Monroe needs his face rearranged. And that's all I wrote.
You know, still not an MGA record, though. Juan Camacho shot a 71 at a tournament. Yeah. Like a total a-hole.
What an a-hole. And then he yeah. shot like a 96 the next day. So
yeah, and then we forgave him. Yeah. All right, so I see something about the online store here. What do people need to know about the online
you know,
store?
It has to be mentioned.
Okay.
The online store... on the old site, kind of thrown together. Some of the things were in inventory, some weren't. The new online store, very easy to use. And the top item is something I really like and I think everyone's going to enjoy is the I'm Kinda All Right t-shirt.
Oh, the I'm Kinda All Right t-shirt is a classic.
It's an instant classic.
Yeah.
It lets everyone know that you're kinda all
right. You're kinda all right.
And
exactly.
They don't have to know it what, honestly.
No.
I've seen hot chicks wear it.
The beauty about that shirt is that if you're kind of like a you know a nerd or whatever, it's got you know it means something there. If you're like an ironic, you know hipster,
right?
Like it's very ironic. It totally works for that situation. I mean, if you're actually a true MGA, it works for that situation as well. I mean, it works for everybody.
And if you just need to meet people,
exactly,
no one can resist.
It's
asking.
A great way to break the ice,
right?
Great way to break the ice.
Right. And,
it's non-threatening. They don't know you're about to... Never
sensitive.
Mind.
Yeah. We'll just stop there. But anyway, we got an assortment of colors, sizes, and they're very comfortable. Hand-printed in Oakland, center of the universe.
Made out of bamboo, right?
Sure. 100%.
It's made
cotton.
Out of something that's kind of bamboo-ish.
No, but they are very nice shirts. They're
yeah.
very soft and comfortable.
No, they're very good. I've had one for a long time, and it's still good.
Outstanding looking.
Yeah, still good. Still fits perfectly. So, yeah, definitely go check out the online store. It's been reduxed a little bit, and it's nice and new. So go get yourself some MGA apparel, especially if you're new to the MGA. You got to spread the word. If you're trying to build a chapter, a great way to do it is to wear MGA stuff when you're out golfing or just out hanging out. So definitely do that.
Yeah. And, you know, I don't see it on our little list here, but we got to talk about the charity.
Oh, dude, the charity is gigantic. And, we've only done one tournament, really.
Yeah.
I guess one and a half
for
some of the other people have done too, right?
We have six events reported, and actually not even that because the CVMGA has not reported any meagles.
Okay.
And that's possible. It's entirely possible they haven't gotten any.
Yeah. No, it's just there. That could happen.
But with the corporate matching program for the SFMGA by John Preszelar, and at some stage I'll find out what his company's called. I don't even remember.
Yeah.
But
and I think, I got a verbal confirmation from Fat Mike that he would also match.
Really?
So we may have tripled the money.
Can we just take that out of his appearance fees?
Probably, yeah. Which we're still in discussions about those.
Not finalized.
Yeah, not finalized, but we will get final word on that.
But
so it's new. We're breaking ground in the MGA. Yeah. So, yeah.
So Meagles for some dude up to $9.25.
Wow.
And yeah, essentially 4.5 tournaments to go. So this guy's looking at a real windfall.
Exactly. Now the problem here is that, now that I know that some dude, we're going to make some dude a very, very happy man. It's all I could do not to try to pick my dude. You know, I keep wanting to pick out some dude.
Right.
And we can't, you know, like there's no guarantee we're going to find this, you know, that some dude, that same some dude. Right. We may end up with some other some dude. And so I'm trying to figure out a way we can tag some dudes in the wild. So that we can then, find those
sort of a homing device.
Some dudes later, a homeless homing device. That's what we need.
Implant it under the skin as they
exactly.
sleep. Yeah,
there you go. They won't feel a thing. Idea. They're drunk on vodka.
Actually, you know what you can do?
What's that?
You just slip an iPhone into their pocket and go to the new
yeah,
feature.
Yeah, just slip that spare iPhone that you have laying
go
around.
Go to the new feature, find my iPhone, and
oh,
boom!
Wow.
They're found.
That's true. And they're so incoherent, they won't know what this device is. They'll be like, someone's put a phaser in my pocket. They won't know what's going
bastard.
On.
But anyway, I did find a dude who I would like to give it to. I think what we're going to have to do at the end of the year is have a panel of five.
We'll
five
have to get some judges. Yeah.
And we're going to have to walk around one day and... As soon as someone gets three votes, that's the dude.
That's the dude. And, I like it.
And what was I going to say? Oh, yeah. The other chapters. Now, Seattle, in their usual fashion, didn't read the email all the way to the bottom and thought that they were doing this for a dude in their town, which, of course, as most great discoveries are, they come
happen
about
by accident. Yeah.
So the MGA... World Headquarters is still going to donate its own hard-earned money that you've given us towards the SFMGA Meagle for Some Dude main account, and we will give it to some guy because we have a lot of them down here, so we'll give it to some dude downtown.
San Francisco is well known for its enormous population of some dudes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if each chapter would like to keep its own tally for its chapter and donate to some dude and their downtown area, that would be great too, because we'd love to see what dudes in other towns look like. We'd love to help more people out.
There's
globally.
Some dudes right now all over the world.
Right. Almost makes me cry.
Yeah, it's very sad, but it mostly makes me want to watch World Cup soccer.
Yeah, the U.S. soccer game made me cry this morning, so I don't know what that says about me.
I'll cry out. Sorry, some dudes.
Yeah, but anyway, very excited about this program. It's gotten a great response.
Yeah. It's definitely motivated me to try to make more Meagles.
Right.
You know? Like, I'm attacking more pins. I'm going for it. I'm not coming up short on Meagle putts. Because, I mean, think about some dudes out there and how much this will mean to them. So.
Exactly.
I encourage all MGAers to do so. All right. Well, I think that's it for the MGA MedioCast number 20. It's been a great MedioCast. Can't wait to see everybody the rest of the season. Can't wait to see you guys out at the World Championships in Las Vegas in November. What's the date on that one more time?
November 13th.
November 13th. So definitely get your tickets now. Get yourself a hotel room. Get set up. We're
last chance qualifier on the 12th.
Last chance qualifier the day before.
Starts at 11 a.m. So if you want to, you know, pull the superstar and fly in Friday morning at 6 a.m. and go to the course.
Yeah.
You can do that.
You can do that. There you go. So definitely check that out. Check the site out, mgatour.com. Continue to support us and get all your friends signed up on the new site. Get your scores in there and get everything set up because we're building for the future, people. The MGA is going nowhere but up these days. So John Lucky Kick, what's your new nickname?
On the wings of a Meagle.
What's your new nickname, John?
John Landon Donovan.
Landon Donovan sliding
goal. Superman style after a 91st minute goal.
American
to
flag.
Win the group.
Fanny Pack Morley. Gotcha. All right. And I'm Straight Willie Dills, and we'll see you guys in the next MedioCast.
That's easy.
Keep it mediocre.